The Revelation. The time is come that the Son of Man be revealed and glorified. I do not come seeking my own glory, but there is one who seeks to exalt me, and he is the judge of all who reject me. It is written in your earthly laws that the concurring testimony of two witnesses is true. Accordingly, I bear witness of myself, as does my Father who has sent me. I know that the witness he has given of me is true. Because of this, I do not have need of the endorsement of any earthly authority. He who speaks only his own ideas does so to gain honor for himself. But he who works for the glory and honor of the one who has sent him is true, and there is nothing false or vainglorious in him. I have not come to you on my own behalf, but have been sent by the one who is truth. Nor have I come down from heaven to do my own will, but the will of the Father who has sent me. I was born and came into this world for one purpose, to be a living witness to the truth. Those who love the truth will follow me. I and my Father are one. In his name I have come to you that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. All authority is given to me, both in heaven and on earth. I am able to give you eternal life, the keys to the kingdom of heaven, and power over all domination of the evil one. No longer be troubled or afraid. My peace I give to you, a peace far surpassing that which the natural world is able to impart. In me you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And if the Son of God sets you free, you will be free indeed. I tell you this, that you might have faith to believe and be transformed. This is the will of God, that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him will have everlasting life. If you believe in me, I will raise you up on the last day. Do you believe in the Son of God? Is it he that is speaking to you?